Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochon Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilui Nishmas Elior Chaim, Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and Le'ilui Nishmas Oisha Gittel Masorav Eliezer Monoyach. I'd like to spend a few minutes this evening talking about maybe one or two shortcuts to help us reach this wonderful, sometimes euphoric state of bitochen. We want to have trust in Hashem. We want the confidence in the future. We want the influence in the future. We want the menuchas hanefesh, the peace of mind that it brings. And sometimes we need a shortcut. Now, unfortunately, sometimes what most quickly brings us to, or could potentially bring us to, a state of bitochen is a challenge, is a difficulty, is a unfortunate situation that we find ourselves in. But what happens there is that I have to go fast. The situation is imminent. The danger is real. And I just can't seem to muster that level of bitochen quick enough to really feel that I am confidently relying on Hashem to help me, and I feel that sense of confidence, and I feel that sense of menuchas hanefesh. It's hard. So what can we do? Well, if we could have shortcuts, or any kind of shortcuts, it could be very, very healthy. I would like to suggest one or two possibilities. One possibility is something that is called guided imagery. Guided imagery is something that it's a scientific concept. It's been around for a while. And that is that picturing ourselves in a certain situation can help advance the achievement of that situation. They say if a person has a blockage in the veins or arteries and pictures himself with the blood gushing through, it actually increases the blood flow. Very strange, but this is the reality. Picture oneself hitting a home run, and the chances have increased about hitting the home run. So, guided imagery. Well, let's picture ourselves having bitochen. Let's face a dangerous, challenging, threatening situation, and immediately focus on, look how I would look if I had bitochen. Oh, I'm sure I picture myself looking like the Baal Bitochen, and it has an impact to enhance my ability to achieve that state. Picture myself confident in the future of this challenge. Picture myself at ease with menuchas hanefesh, despite being faced with this challenge. And that picture can actually help me to actualize those feelings. Something which can be very, very useful in terms of a quick fix, achieving a certain level of bitochen. And if you're going to say that, what kind of level of bitochen, what is that? I imagine and this, so who knows what it does? Well, I refer you to a Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch in the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel contrasts there the Tkiyah Shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel with Tkiyah Shofar on every Rosh Hashanah. He says, Rosh Hashanah, we blow the Shofar to remember Akedas Yitzchok. And when we remember Akedas Yitzchok, we are supposed to be Nitzayer ben Afshenu, picture in our own lives, in our own nefesh, and that we are doing Akedas Yitzchok to our son. In other words, take the picture of Akedas Yitzchok, put my face in Avraham Avinu's face, instead of Avraham Avinu's face, my son's face, instead of Yitzchok's face, and imagine that I'm doing it. And he says, and that can create such an impact that we can be Zeiche in the din of Rosh Hashanah, to survive, to win in the din of Rosh Hashanah because of that. If that guided imagery, if that picture doesn't have real impact, then how in the world can I be seich in the din of Rosh Hashanah just because I made this imaginary face that there is? It can have an effect. I have become a different person. I have become more of one who is willing to perform such an act because of the fact that I have pictured myself doing it. That's one thing. I'd like to offer something else, which I think might also be, hopefully, somewhat helpful. The Chovos HaLevavos in the second perek in the Shara Bitochen, he says that there are seven things that the one who has trust must have in the one he trusts. The first one he says is mercy, harachamim chem lovav. He loves me. Cares about me, has rachmanis on me. When he knows that his friend has rachmanis on him, he will trust him and he'll have menuchas hanefesh, that he will do everything he can to take care of him. That's the first one. Then he has a second one. The second one is that he knows that besides this love, that this individual is also is not misalem or misatzel. He doesn't hide, he doesn't look the other way, he's not lazy in any way, and therefore he will do and perform that which is necessary on my behalf. And he says about the first level, that the first level is not a, he doesn't have bitochon sholem, it's not complete. And the second level, he says, brings him to a level that she yivtach boi mibli sofik, that he can trust him without any doubt. But what's strange about all of this is that the third level, which he didn't mention yet, says that he knows that the individual has the capability to do it. Sounds like that these two levels are even before the knowledge that the person, the one he's trusting, has the capability to help him. Without the capability, how am I trusting him? What kind of bitochen is that in the one who doesn't have capability? We know that the two most critical ingredients to have bitochen in anyone is that he wants to help me and that he's capable of helping me. But how can we call, the Chovos HaLevavos calls this a bitochen she'eino sholem if I just know that he has rachmonis and love, and a bitochen that's b'li safek if I add to that that he's not lazy and he will not look the other way? It seems that there's a lower level of bitochen, which is not yet confident nor focused on the results, but just trusting Hashem that he cares, trusting Hashem that he has rachmanis, trusting Hashem that he loves me, trusting Hashem that he feels my pain, and trust, and that's one level, that's not sholem, and trusting him that he would do anything possible to help me. I don't yet know, or I'm not yet focused on the fact that I can get it or not. Maybe I can't even bring myself to that focus because it's too remote. I need too much. It's too difficult. I need it too fast. It's too big a miracle. Maybe I don't deserve it. All kinds of reasons that make it difficult for me to imagine that it's going to happen. But I could still have menuchas hanefesh and a certain modicum, a certain level of what he calls bitochon b'li sofek. And as you know, as just knowing that I trust him because I know he cares, I know he loves, I know he has rachmanis, I know he's not lazy, I know he won't look the other way. He'll do whatever he can, even though I cannot yet, I have not yet achieved the level to realize that he will, that he's capable of doing. That, it seems, might be a solution to the rudimentary level of bitochen, even if I cannot imagine or muster the feeling that I'm going to get that which I need. I don't feel worthy. I feel it's too much. I feel it's too big a miracle. I feel there's too little time to achieve that level. And therefore, I can't bring myself to have that level of trust that it's going to happen. But I could still have a trust in Hashem, still connect with a relationship with Hashem, still have a menuchas hanefesh knowing that Hashem loves me, cares, feels my pain, isn't lazy, and would do whatever he could, even if I can't yet be sure that he could do it, and I can't yet be sure that I'm going to get it. but I could still feel a certain level of bitochen without that. Now, it seems to me that that level of bitochen is much easier to feel, because if I have a tzara, I know Hashem cares. I know He loves me. I know He has rachmonis. He feels my pain. I know He's not lazy. I know He doesn't look the other way. He pays attention. He sees everything. He feels my pain. That's the key. That gives me a certain sense of trust in Him. And that can help me to bring myself to the next level as well, and the next level after that, and begin the process, which can continue on and on, because of the fact that I have started just with these two basic realizations. Something which I think is really very significant. Now, to add to it the third as an independent piece after I've achieved this sense should be much easier too, because of course He can do everything. When I'm talking about a friend, as the moshel that He's talking about, I don't know. When I'm talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, He can do anything. There's no limitation. I know for sure He can do anything. I believe it. And once I feel this sense of trust and feeling that He would do whatever He could, and I add to that the clear knowledge that I know without any hesitation that of course He could do anything, I have now, through this sort of milder, maybe backdoor approach, have been able to achieve a level of bitochen which can give me confidence in the achievements of the future. Because it started with just the feeling that He cares. It started with just the trust that He loves me, that He cares, that He would help me whatever He could. And then I add to that the intellectual knowledge that I know for sure that He can do anything. So I've already developed this emotional trust that He would do. And now I add to this intellectual knowledge that He can do. Wow, I got it made. Here I am, a Baal Bitochen. I think this approach might have some significant merit, might be able to help us in times of difficulty, in times when we have to move fast, and might be a way to be able to begin to scale the heights of bitochen, even though we're not quite ready to reach that point where we feel confident in the effects on the future. I would just like to mention that next week and the week after, we will not be conducting this series. It will, as Hashem, pick up again in the Wednesday night after Tisha B'Av. May we be zeiche to the Geula Shleima, to Nechomas Tzion v'Yerushalayim, and the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, Bikorov, B'mehiru B'Yomeinu. Kol Tov.